Welcome and a blessed Sabbath to all the dear family that are joining us in the room. And we also want to welcome all the dear precious souls that are listening on the phone and on the radio. And also later, on a later date, on the recordings, we want to bless each and every family with the presence of Almighty God on this blessed Sabbath, May 9, 2015. This is lesson 126, entitled At Capernaum, chapter 26, this is part 6. We will begin with the opening song, and the title to the song is Sabbath Day, and it sounds like this. Sabbath day, O rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear, come, O come to old and young, gathering all for prayer and song. Know the weakest toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more at our Father's ample board, listening to His gracious words. Lord our God, we seek Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear the gospel truth declare. Let the mighty word hold sway over men on earth today. Apostle, good shepherd, feed into pastures greenest lead. May our Lord the day be near when we pass from trials here into Thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. May, O Lord, the day be near, when we pass from trials here, into Thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. Amen. If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, babala.
Could we all kneel as far as you can and bow our head? Our Father, which art in heaven, now be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and granting us with the spirits for your day of rest, Lord. Although we go through the week, Lord, and we sometimes forget about who you are, and you bring us back to the day of rest, and we have this day for to remember you and just to rest on your Sabbath day, Lord. Thank you for keeping us this week and guiding us through all our troubles and giving us the strength to remember that you are the Almighty of all things, Lord. Bless and keep everyone in the chat room, everyone who's listening on the phone, everyone who will be coming in at a later time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 2, from the King James Version, and it read, But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 6 in our lesson entitled At Capernaum of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babalah.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Isaiah 42:2. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Isaiah 42:3. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoke flap shall be not quenched. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Isaiah 42:4. He shall not fear nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his Lord.
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Then shall we know if we fall on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. Amen.
Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise.
So today we will cover, dear ones, pages 260 through 261. And welcomes to all those precious souls that are joining us in the room. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 260. Bubble out.
In the excitement which then pervaded Capernaum, there was danger that the object of his mission would be lost sight of. Jesus was not satisfied to attract attention to himself merely as a wanderer, worker, or a healer of physical disease. He was seeking to draw men to him as their savior.
Desire of Ages, page 260. While the people were eager to believe that he had come as a king to establish an earthly reign, he desired to turn their minds away from the earthly to the spiritual. Mere worldly success would interfere with his work. Desire of Ages 260, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What danger to Christ's mission did the excitement among the people of Capernaum cause as they regarded Christ's power as a healer of their diseases? And what was his mission for men? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is his mission would be lost sight of he was not satisfied to attract attention to himself, and he was seeking to draw men to him and their savior. He desired to turn their minds away from the earthly and spiritual.
Desire of Ages, page 260. And the wonder of the careless crowd jarred upon his spirit. In his life, no self-assertion mingled. The homage which the world gives to position or wealth or talent was foreign to the Son of Man. None of the means that men employ to win allegiance or command homage did Jesus use. Centuries before his birth, it had been prophesied of him, "He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and shall he not break, and the dimly burning fire shall not he quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth." Isaiah 42 to the 4 of Martin, Desire of Ages, page 260, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did not mingle in Jesus' life, and what had been prophesied of him centuries before his birth that confirms that? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is the spirit of self-assertion, and he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and then burn flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail or be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth.
Amen. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah. And that is located, dear ones, in Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4 from the King James Version.
I shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold. They shall not cry, nor fall, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. I have put my spirit upon him. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking cast shall he not quench. They shall bring forth judgment unto truth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall not fail. Till he has set judgment in the earth, and the last shall wait for his law. I have put my spirit upon him. I say according to.
Isaiah 53:2-61. The Pharisees sought distinction by their scrupulous ceremonialists and the ostentation of their worship and charities. They proved their zeals for religion by making the theme of discussion. Dispute between opposing sects were loud and long, and it was not unusual to hear on the street that the voice of angry
controversy
from learned doctors of the law.
Isaiah 261, paragraph 1.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, in what ways did the Pharisees seek the distinction? And how did they prove their zeal for religion? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is their scruples, ceremonialism, and the ostentation of their worship and charities, and making it the theme of discussion, their beauty to Napoleon. Such were loud and long. It was not unusual to hear on the streets the voice of angry controversy.
Isaiah Davis, page 261. The marked contrast to all this was the life of Jesus, and that life, no noisy disputation, no ostentatious worship, no act to gain applause was ever witnessed. Christ was hidden God, and God was revealed in the character of His Son. To this revelation, Jesus desired the minds of the people to be directed and their homes to be given. Isaiah Pages, page 261, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How was the life of Jesus in marked contrast to that of the Pharisees? And where was His life hid? So that who could be revealed? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
As it is, in that life, no mercy, you should not us, or temptation, worship, no act to gain applause, was ever witnessed, and Christ was hid in God, and God was revealed in the character.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Colossians, and it's located in chapter 3, verses 3 to 4 from the King James Version. And it goes like this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek these things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid in Christ in God. For ye are dead, for ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. For ye are dead, for ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. For ye are dead, for ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. For ye are dead, for ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 261. The Sun of Righteousness did not burst upon the world in splendor, to dazzle the senses with his glory. It is written of Christ, his going forth is prepared as the morning. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Quietly and gently the daylight breaks upon the earth, dispelling the shadow of darkness, and waking the world to life. So did the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. And that was Desire of Ages, page 261, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What is written of Christ as the Son of Righteousness? And what did the Son of Righteousness arise with? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is his going forth prepared as the morning. Hosea 6:3. Quietly and gently the daylight breaks upon the earth, dispelling the shadow of darkness and making the world to life, and not healing in his wounds.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn a lost scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, and this is located in Jeremiah 17, verse 14, from the King James Version. And keeping in mind all the dear souls that are among us that might be ill, and those that are recovering, and also those that have just went into different difficulties, either through accident, and thinking about our dear sister Joy and all our brethren. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For Thou art my praise. For Thou art my praise. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For Thou art my praise, for Thou art my praise. Sanarme, Señor, y me sanaré, sálvame, me salvará. For Thou art my praise, for Thou art my praise. Amen. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson, but at this moment we would like to ask all those dear little precious little ones to come closer for their story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and our dear brother will be the one to narrate it. Bubble up.
Well, good morning, precious little jewels. I have a story for you. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. Psalm 119, verse 60. That means David quickly obeyed God's commandments, and that without delay. Obedience to the law of God develops in man, or boys and girls, a beautiful character that is in harmony with all that is pure and holy and undefiled, or that is not dirty, contaminated with sin. In the life of such a man, the message of the gospel of Christ is made clear. Accepting the mercy of Christ and his healing from the power of sin, he is brought into right relation with God. Boys and girls, do you know what right relation is? It means loving and obeying God. His life, cleansed from vanity, that means foolishness and excessive pride in oneself, and selfishness, is filled with the love of God. His daily obedience to the law of God obtains for him a character that assures him eternal life in the kingdom of God. Do you know what selfishness is? It's, I want that for myself. Now, when I was your age in kindergarten, they taught us a song. I have $2 and I am glad. You have no dollies and that's too bad. I'll share my dolly for I love you. And now you have a nice dolly too. Well, for the boys it was trucks, but for girls it was a dolly. And that's the song they taught us when we were in kindergarten to help us understand sharing. And that's opposed to selfishness. In his earthly life, the Savior gives us an example of the hallowed or holy lives that may be ours if we will devote or spend our days doing good to the souls that need our help. It is our privilege to bring joy to the sorrowful, light to the darkened, and life to the perishing. The Lord's message comes to us. Why stand ye all the day idle? Work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. And what kind of work is that? It's sharing the gospel, letting people know that Jesus wants to save them. Every word we speak, every act we perform, that conduces, that's an old word that means leads, to the happiness of others will conduce or lead our own happiness, sure, to our own happiness and make our lives like the life of Christ. Our daily duties are to be cheerfully accepted and cheerfully performed. Boys and girls, when Mama asks you to do something, you will say, I'll be most happy to, Mama. And she'll probably have a heart attack because you haven't said that before. Our chief or main duty is to reveal in words and deportment or actions a life which will make manifest the attributes of heaven or show the loveliness of heaven. The word of life is given to us to study and practice. That word is the Bible. Our actions are to be in strict conformity to the laws of the kingdom of heaven. We are to obey God's Ten Commandments. Then heaven can approve our work, and the talents we employ in his service will multiply for greater usefulness. The consecrated life will shine amid the moral darkness of the world. Moral darkness is the wickedness of this world, guiding perishing souls to the truth of the word. Perishing souls means the people who are sinning and will be lost if we don't tell them about the story of salvation. In his gift to the world, the Lord has revealed how solicitous he is. He has your best interest at heart. He wants the very best for you. That we bear in our lives the marks of our heavenly citizenship. God wants us to act like his children by letting every ray of light we have received shine forth in good works to our fellow man. Sons and Daughters, page 42. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments, Psalm 119:60. That means David quickly obeyed God's commandments, and that without delay. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So remember, little ones, if we don't have nothing to do, we will have idle hands, and righteousness is right doing, and it is by their deeds that all will be judged. Our characters are revealed by what we do. The works show whether the faith is genuine, and that is taken from Christ's Object Lesson, page 312, second paragraph. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we'll begin a new chapter in our study entitled, Dog Has Made Me Clean, of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies and daddies would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, thank you for the spirit to have this special day. I thank you for the spirit to work from the beautiful scripture study and that we may keep blessing in our hearts and our minds. I pray that we can be able to stay loyal to you throughout all the days of the earth and forgive us for our sins and look at our past life spirits. Protect us where we go and protect us from the things we see and do and do also. Let's be able to help each other and be compassionate to one another. Let's be always faithful and willing to do the things that we are asked to do, especially for this new year. And we pray that we can help this simple world change from its evil ways and is that they may not be able to be stay in sin forever, that they may be able to repent in time before it is too late to repent. And always is guide us from all temptations the devil brings against us and shield us from them.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, next Sabbath, that will be held on May 16, 2015, we will begin our new chapter, number 27, entitled, Those Cats Make Me Clean. We would like to thank all of the dear family that participated in today's study, and may all of them also have the opportunity to continue the dialogue at home, sharing the activities that we can be able to pray and ask the Lord, which is the Son of Righteousness, to also give us the beams of light that we can also bring the gospel to all our dear loved ones, near and far. May you all have a blessed Sabbath. And I want to personally thank the Lord for giving me my voice today that I may be able to perform His work. God bless everyone. God bless you all.